coming to you alive through the power of the interwebs. Inside the Green Room Studio from the flagship source of the Earth Mix Garden Products Network, it's the At-Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates, bringing you all the wisdom
and wit
you'll ever need to tackle your garden and your projects. Now broadcasting live from Bates Nursery and Garden Center at 3810 Whites Creek Pike, just 1 mile north of exit 19 off Briley Parkway.
Or 0.9 miles as the Josh drives.
Here's Josh Carey and David Bates.
Oh yeah, everybody knows what that music means. It's now time to climb a tree and don your loincloth and survey the backyard, because you got to find a project, you got to lay it in the unmarked grape of history. Welcome in, everybody. It is the At Home Show coming to you alive here from the Green Room Studios at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. And folks, it's Saturday morning. That means the At Home Show is on. It's your Saturday morning tradition. My name is Josh Carey.
And my name is David Bates.
Michael Stevenson, the moose, is to my left.
What's up?
And Tyler's behind the board, keeping us all on. And David Bates, look to your right, sir.
That is my right.
That is your right. Who is that that you see there?
We have Mr. Greg Hall in studio this morning.
Snuck him in under the wire.
Well, you know, and we want to give a shout out to the two wonderful young ladies at Restless. Rachel was feeling a little under the weather this morning, and so she said, in thinking of us, that perhaps we better not go today. But fortunately, Greg Hall had already kind of said, hey, I'd like to come by, and sometimes things just work out. So welcome, Greg. Great to see you this morning.
He's not as pretty as they are.
No way, especially at 7:05. Hi, guys.
You didn't have
8:05.
You did not have time to get your makeup done this morning,
did you? I've got my COVID hair on. Guys, long time no see. Good to see you.
Yeah, how's the basement coming?
The man cave?
The man cave,
It's great. It's wonderful. I've got it pretty much done.
Do you have the pole coming down from the main house down into the man cave?
Well,
that's the bat cave.
Well, actually, that's the backyard. It's more of an outdoor show.
Oh, I see. Yeah. All righty. Well, David, it's raining outside.
Yeah, it's got a little rain early on this morning, man. We will get into the weather here today. Of course, it's Saturday, the 12th of December. This is 12/12/20 today, and we're going to have some showers, but only in the morning time. It's going to really get out of here pretty quickly, and we're going to have even some sunshine later on in the day. So don't change your plans, whatever you had going on today. You've got a great opportunity to get out there and enjoy your day, whatever you've got in mind. 67 for the high today. That may have occurred at midnight. We will have 36 degrees overnight. And Sunday, it's going to be increasingly clouds, and we're going to have cooler temperatures, only 53 for the high, 37 for the low. Monday, cooler still, 47-28, and we're going to stay in the 40s throughout the week, maybe a few showers on Wednesday, but a good chance of a mixture of sun and clouds throughout the week. All in all, it's a pretty good-looking forecast for the middle of December. It's currently 57 degrees here at Bates Nursery Station here at the Green Room.
So what you're telling me is the warmest it was probably overnight, and now it's going to get colder? Because I was looking forward to having a warm day today.
Well, I don't think it's going to be cold today. I just don't think it's going to get a whole lot warmer.
Okay.
I could be mistaken about that. You know, who knows? But time will tell. Actually, according to this, the high temperature should be at 3 p.m., so there you go. I'm stand corrected. Not 3, it's just 3 o'clock right there on my little software there. So we'll see how it all works out. Great to have everybody out today, and I guess everybody's ready for the holiday season, right? We've got all your shopping done, everything wrapped, all the decorations done. Greg, how about you?
Pretty much ready.
Really?
Yeah.
Excellent. You're kind of guy who's always ahead of the game.
No, I'm the kind of guy who goes to Walgreens on the 24th at 9 o'clock at night. So, well, for the most part. But this year had plenty of time to get it ready, and stuff went out in the mail a week or two ago. And
excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. 615-499-6690. Now, that's how you reach us if you want to call or message us. Now, we also have the technology where Tyler can push across the screen any comments that you have over social media, over whether it's on our YouTube channel or on any one of the Facebook connections that we've got out there. And you can simply follow up whatever your message is with the hashtag at home, A-T-H-O-M-E. So, and that way, that pushes them over to Tyler, and then he'll put them up on the screen. So keep it. There you go. Like, there's a comment right there from a guy named, I guess.
He's kind of good looking.
Kind of
fancy. David Bates,
that guy right there. So you'll see that. Just make sure you embed the hashtag at home in there, and that will push it to
How
Tyler.
How are you doing that simultaneously?
Magic.
Magic?
It is magic.
Father Christmas came
Christmas
in.
Christmas magic?
Yeah,
okay.
Christmas magic.
Actually, Tyler
It's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah.
Tyler performed an incantation over the week and made it all happen. And Tyler, I just want you to, can you switch over and give us a view of the performance area where Greg will be? I just want to see that on camera to see how that is all shaping up and Give everybody a look at that. What's coming up? Yeah, and
Tyler, can you mute the two mics over there when you get a chance?
Yeah, we're giving Tyler a whole lot to do this morning, and we appreciate everybody tuning in. We are the program that is ever in evolution. We're add a little few more wrinkles every week. I wish everyone could have been here for the hour preceding the show this morning because we literally came right down to it.
We were 47 seconds ahead of it. Come on.
Well, we got everything set up, and then I turned around. We had 3 minutes left. I was like, I have nothing of mine even remotely ready. So it was the fastest I've ever gotten ready for the show.
So anyway, thank you, Tyler, for putting the shot over there for a second. So we'll be getting Greg over there to kind of give us whatever he's brought us today. You know, I'm not even going to inquire.
I have no idea what I've brought us.
Well,
but I got here 3 minutes before the show started, so that did. I felt pretty strong about that.
Well, you had to go back and get your guitar, right?
Yes.
And so, you know, there was a lot of he went to great lengths to accommodate us today, so thank you, Greg, for that.
Well, you're welcome. But, Tyler, you used some sage during the cleansing of the room, did you not? Okay, good, mm-hmm. good, because I felt that as I walked in.
Source, yeah. Time.
Also. So what do you think of our little digs here, Greg?
I like it.
I mean, yeah, you know, for a couple of old radio guys, you know.
And I like the flora and fauna in front of the stage.
That's well, you know, we like people to know we're a nursery. And we do that kind of stuff. So.
Well, I mean, when you've only got 10,000 square feet to work with, no, I mean, we can only do what we can do. So.
True.
But it does look good in here, and the drapery is.
And thanks to drapery. I want to thank Joy Bovin, mm-hmm. who does our plant arrangement every week. So thank you, Joy, and also special thanks to Carrie Gant this morning, who worked on the drapery.
Curtains.
She actually did sewing on those last night at home and came in and put those up this morning. And she also brought some poinsettias in there. So thank you, Carrie. We really appreciate that. And, of course, Tyler worked at it all week long. It was it's amazing the amount of progress that was able to be achieved this week. It was pretty close, but never in doubt.
Embed the at-home show on your compounds.
Yep.
Hashtag, which at is home. The crossy right. sign.
Yeah. Hashtag at home. And then that'll push your comments out directly to Tyler. And then he can push those up on the board, and we can discuss what it is that
like
you want to talk
Bill
about.
Hayes had embedded hashtag at home show.
We'd be able to put that
we'd
up
be able there. To put it
and
up there.
And Bill, you can still do that if you
yes.
want to.
And in Linwood, Tennessee, he would be there. But folks, if you want to call us, 615-499-6690, because we got the Gregory. Don't you look at me like that, boy. I tell you what.
Would you be eyeballing me?
Well, I mean, I don't know that we have, Greg and I have been in the same room on camera together ever. So we have to be on our best behavior. So,
well, all the wonderful shows we did at various radio stations.
Yes, but they were never alive, and we were always filmed.
What
and we
Josh is alluding to, that they never caught either of you in a compromising position.
Oh, well.
Yeah, the only people who saw anything were the ones that just happened to be in the control room.
Hey,
I'm following you now.
But you're going on the road, I hear, sir.
It's playing Wildwood Resort in Granville next week, and then I go to Texas to do some hometown shows in January and stuff.
Well, and the Deans are wonderful folks at own.
A beautiful place.
If you have not been to Wildwood Resort, you definitely need to make. And you know what? It's about an hour and 15-minute drive.
Yeah.
But you feel like you've gone way far away.
It's
on
gorgeous.
Cordell Hole Reservoir. And it is simply gorgeous. They have done a fabulous job with renovations, yeah. And they really have done. They've got cabins. They've got Airstreams.
The Airstream Park. They're named the Patsy, the Dolly.
Yes, they all have great names. And we stayed in, and they have names for all the cabins, like here's Johnny and Doc.
Mine, the one they put me in, is called the Calf Slaughter, I think, something like that. It's very, very carnivorous.
Well, they try to give it, you know, something that you can relate to. Okay. I think
Bill Hayes has tried the hashtag at home show, Tyler.
So we'll get to see that up here on the screen in just a moment, and Tyler's working through number of other issues trying to get that up.
It truly is a beautiful view out there, isn't it, of that lake in Granville. It's stunning.
The sunsets there are really fabulous. And we've got a delayed reaction here.
Coffee cup was real interesting.
Thank
dude.
You very much. I appreciate it.
They have a jetty that they have built, or that was built by the Corps of Engineers, I guess, before the lake was. There we go.
A jetty they have.
No, at home
not
show?
A Jedi, but a jetty. Okay.
Jetty, yes.
Sorry.
Use the Force. Anyway, and it's quite a long walk out there where they have a connecting deck on it, so it was very nice. And unfortunately, our software does not put your name up there. But Tyler, if he had his auxiliary mic plugged in, he could identify that person.
We're one XLR cable short, I think.
We've got some kinks to work through.
Hey, we worked through a bunch.
Well, we got Greg here, so if it's going to get kinky, that's the best time to have him around. All right.
We worked through a bunch of little snafus and snags this morning, so we want to appreciate the efforts on everybody's part. And thank you, everybody, for being here today. Obviously, we are rapidly approaching that most wonderful time of the year. I mean, it is for if you're a little kid, or maybe, you know, not everybody gets all really enthused about this time of year. You know, I mean, and I like Christmas. But it doesn't quite, you know, there are some people who just get giddy about it. And that's all good. You know, I don't have no issue with that. But, you know, it doesn't quite strike me that way. I enjoy the time. It's nice to kind of have a little more relaxed pace for just a bit.
We watched that classic movie, Christmas movie last night, Die Hard. And,
it is a Christmas classic.
I know. They file it under Christmas movies.
Did you guys know Iron Man 3, also Christmas movie?
Yes, it is.
Marvel Studios says that is their Christmas movie.
All right.
Well, no, it takes place during Christmas. Yes. He's in Tennessee. It's snowy. It's awesome. Man.
But we did watch The Bishop's Wife the other night with Cary Grant and David Niven. That's a great old one.
There are some great, and I think a lot of those, and I know you're a huge fan of It's a Wonderful Life.
Sure.
And you're a nostalgic kind of guy. Yeah. And, you know, and then we all kind of, you know.
Did John Wayne ever do a Christmas movie?
I got nothing.
I don't know that he did a Christmas movie, but in that, what was the one, El Dorado? Mm. It was El Dorado. I know that part of that movie takes place during Christmas time, but it's not necessarily a Christmas movie.
Pilgrim.
615-499-6690. The Round Mound himself, Round Mound of Sound himself. Is watching the program this morning.
And
he commented, really? But he did not hashtag at home show.
So, you know, we're trying to get everybody in the habit of doing a hashtag at home. That won't show who you are. In case you're concerned about that, it just says Facebook user or Twitter user, or it'll say YouTube, but it won't give your name.
It won't say the first award-winning producer of the at home show.
It won't say that, although it rightly should. We've had the real fortunate knack of attracting award-winning
producers.
Right? Yeah. And, you know, Michael, of course, is just the most recent of which. Which award did you win, by the way?
Rode Microphones did their inaugural My Rodecast podcast competition, and I was a grand prize winner.
You were.
Out of thousands of entries all over the world.
Wow, way to go.
So I know you got a Rodecaster set up. Did you also get some kind of a little commemorative plaque or trophy?
They made me a sweet graphic that they put on their Twitter page for about 2 days.
Did you save that?
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay, good. Well, trophy. We may need you to conjure that up so we can, you know, we may do an award-winning
show.
Show, yes.
I've even got the award-winning entry. Mm-hmm. You guys ever want to hear it?
Okay, well, I'm
about
not
knockers
to
up.
Well, he still has our award-winning entry as well. We called it the stripper pole call.
Oh, that's sweet.
Who bailed Greg out of jail?
My mom.
And that would be from the Round Mound. He also wants to know.
What's up, Round Mound?
When is the holiday edition?
And the holiday edition is, yes, who did bail Greg out? Yeah, that is a curious thing. But it was only like a 12-hour bail amount. You know, he's got to go right back.
It's more of a parole type of a situation.
Don't trip on the cable with your monitor on
unless
your ankle as you go by.
Unless I miscalculate, that would be next week.
Next week?
Yes, I mean, we're going to do it the Saturday before or the Saturday after Christmas, which is, you know, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, we've only got like one Saturday left.
Yeah. I mean, there's only one Saturday before Christmas after this one. So
we will be here on the 26th.
We will be here on the 26th. I mean, at least most of us will.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, hey.
We just got some news before the show that, you know. That
maybe
kinda,
somebody's going to try to.
Kind of rock my world a little bit.
Hey, let's calm down, guys. Calm down. It's Christmas.
Yeah, we're supposed to be a happy occasion. Let's not argue and bicker over "Oh, killed who."
Shades of Monty Python there.
Darren had posted a post, but it's gone away. I don't know what's going on, but Darren, if he'll pop it back up there on the show. And folks, when we'll say you've got multiple feeds out there. You've got In the Garden with David Bates. You've got
Bates
the
Nursery, but yeah.
Same thing.
In the Garden, yeah, we called In the Garden with Bates Nursery.
It's one of many. You're going to get one from Bates Nursery and Garden Center.
There's that one.
Yes, and you might see a share if you're a friend of David and mine.
Well, In the Garden, DaVita.
That's a long one. Yeah, I mean, that's a really
that's
long
a 13
one.
Minute version. Just to get.
So, but so we're monitoring all these multiple feeds. So put them up there and use that hashtag at home show.
No. At home, there's no show on there. Just
why
hashtag
not?
Because it's four more letters to have to type. We wanted to keep it simple. Hashtag at home. See the big letters up there.
Yeah.
At home.
I see the three in front and the four in the back too.
Yeah, well, we're not
plus
doing the
with Josh Carey and David.
We're
Bates.
Not doing all that. We're doing it instead of doing the Josh Carey method of URL selection is, which is what our Facebook page is facebook.com/.
At home, don't play that.
You know, obviously, you know, that was a logical choice.
Wow, who wouldn't have?
And it was not taken previously, but I decided. And Tyler and I decided that we would go the opposite direction and make it as short as possible.
Okay.
So hashtag at home. So put there. The Google said, "What does that say?"
Three Godfathers is a John Wayne Christmas movie.
I've
not even heard of that one.
I have not either. I mean,
as opposed to the Three Wise Men. Oh, that was be interesting.
Wouldn't the Three Godfathers be like Al Pacino and De Niro?
I guess they probably would.
We're gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
The gift of the Magi. Take the gun. Leave the cannoli.
Oh my goodness, we're running off the rails already. But that's great because that's
what
happens.
Christmas time.
Yes, it is. And next Saturday morning, we will be here alive for the pre-Christmas or the post-Christmas. Post-Christmas holiday edition?
I've got to believe that next, if we're going to, you know, normally you have a Christmas show before Christmas. That's just my thinking. Because the 26th.
Holidays.
Everybody's already turned the corner to New Year's thinking by then.
That's true. Now, here's the way I view it. I'm all for the cold weather and the Christmas stuff until basically the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And then it should be about 72 and sunny the rest of the time.
Move to Florida.
I mean, yeah, I wish.
Now, we don't want to mess with the possum drop either. So, I mean, if we could be confused.
I think the possum drop actually occurs on New Year's Eve. Now, I don't know whether they're going to have a...
the Petersburg possum drop. You know, New York Times, in New York, they drop the ball. Nashville, they drop a guitar.
Yeah.
You know, Petersburg, Tennessee.
No kidding, the possum drop?
Possum drop, man. I'm telling you.
Man, I'm all about that.
Okay.
So I love throwing possums off buildings.
Okay. You're out there alone on that one.
My
possums get a bad rap.
My mother-in-law had a possum used to hang around her house that she called George Jones.
Ah. Well,
I've got one really good-looking possum that I see fairly regular. He's got a little den down here, and he's a good-looking. I mean, as possums go, I'm sure that, you know, he gets a lot of attention.
What makes a good-looking possum?
He's got a nice, clean coat. You know, he's
right down there by the river, man. He's just going to jump in and get washed off.
Yeah, he keeps it clean. He's a good-looking
once again, they get a bad rap.
I think so.
They have an enzyme in them that makes it virtually impossible for them to get rabies. So people freak out about them having rabies and being filthy and stuff, but they have an enzyme.
They will get distemper, though.
What about that one time that the enzyme doesn't work?
I'll show you a video when we get back, when we get off the air, of one being...
Oh, I'm sure they can be ferocious and rip your thumb off, but you won't get rabies. Distemper, though?
Distemper.
615-499-6690.
You are
listening to the At Home Show, and Greg, you've brought your guitar.
Uh-huh.
But I hadn't played it in a month and a half.
Well, that's okay. This is counts as practice. We're you're going to be next Saturday. You're going to be at Wildwood, down in Granville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And what time is the showtime there?
6:30, early time.
I could be reading off the little.
Sell sheet.
A little sheet here, so there's that. I'll hold that nice and steady, see if Tyler can get a little shot on that.
Dun, 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 dun.
He's working on it. But
Captain.
Okay, so anyway, there's that. And we will look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you.
I got to see you there. I guess that was the last time that you performed there?
No, I've
you
been played there twice since then.
Okay, so anyway, John and Natasha Dean, wonderful folks.
Yeah.
Really, and they were former neighbors of mine, so that's how I got to know them, and they're just great folks. So, you know, really, if you want to support a local place, and it makes you feel like you've taken a trip distance.
What they have done to that place is just beyond.
It's really, really nice. So, anyway, you're going to be there next Saturday night.
Yes, 6:30.
It's 6:30.
Yeah.
Okay, now we've got a comment here. It says, I have maybe he'll get back to that. You zipped over it. The sycamore question that was up there. I'm going to read.
Another one I pushed is, I heard the possum drop is going to be virtual this year.
Virtually not attended.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the virtual possum drop is probably where it's best kept. You know, I mean, no possums like to be dropped.
No actual possums are actually
harmed in the
drop.
Yeah, I've heard that he uses daredevil possums that work without a net.
It's the storm possum.
Mm-hmm. Who's a net?
Annette Funicello. But she had no Christmas movies either, did she?
With the one with John Wayne.
Yeah. That might have been
the Three Godfathers.
Yeah.
So anyway, you're going to be on there next Saturday, and
Thank you.
We're looking forward to seeing you there. And then you're going to San Antonio, like that you're
going
to be doing?
Yeah, I'm going to Odessa and San Antonio, and
Odessa's home where you're from.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So going home, see family,
do the hometown thing, and I got to get that right off your head.
Yeah, well,
there's a fly.
There's always one that gets in here every week. This week he's liking me.
Why?
I don't know. I guess because I'm. Maybe I rub bologna on my forehead before. Maybe that's what's attracting me.
Watch your face and process
me. Hey, somebody messaged in says I've had a sycamore. Every time I start to read that, it goes away.
We've got a stream delay we're dealing with.
I understand that. Yeah.
The question got cut off, so we might need to want to read that one.
Okay, so it got truncated, so we can't actually see.
It got what?
We didn't get the actual question. We got the
statement, and then there was no question after truncation.
We just know it's not about a sycamore tree. It's
about a sycamore tree. So maybe we'll get back to that here in a minute. But you're going to be doing your performance there. Tell us about, as a performer, what he has done, obviously, for everyone who's in the entertainment industry. It's been a really difficult year. You're really one of the fortunate ones that kind of has a place to go work here close to home, because a lot of entertainers are just simply not able to get out at all.
Well, you know, that's true. And, of course, the big acts can't do anything, but also their support systems, you know, their lighting guys, their truss guys, right, their transportation guys, their sound guys. And those are the thousands of people that are not really heard of that are out of it. And my thing, I've been fortunate. I've got a solo show, and I played Vero Beach, Florida, and we looked at the numbers there before I went there, and the COVID numbers were low there, and then everybody was, you know, kind of separated and stuff, and I've been real fortunate. But yeah, it shut down live performance, basically, 95%. Yeah.
And, you know, it's even with the promise of the vaccine that's, you know, here now, it's going to take quite a long time for that to have a far-reaching enough effect.
Well, you're starting to see some things going on for next spring. Now, our good friend and mother of the at-home show, Kathy Gossett, her son Todd owns the Caverns, and they put an outdoor venue above ground. Mm-hmm. It's an amphitheater type of thing. Massive shows.
Yeah, the Bluegrass Underground see on PBS every week is
it's still going.
No, I think they can't do it inside, as I understand.
But they're doing it above ground.
There are several shows that are scheduled. I mean, my daughters are going to something. Hello Kitty surprise or something like that down there. It's some sort of it's surprise kittens or hello. All I can remember is Hello Kitty surprise. Sold out three shows.
Wow!
Now socially distanced in pods. They've got, from what I understand, concessions are coming via an app, and you order them, and they bring them to you. So I mean, it sounds like it's going to be a really cool, neat thing.
Well, I always thought it'd be cool to do a concert on a lake and just have everybody show up in their boat.
That's what the John at Wildwood wanted to do. You know that pier you were talking about?
Mm-hmm.
To go do a show out there and have boats pull up. And
the reason I thought of that, I was watching this golf tournament. It was part of the LPGA. And where they were, it was somewhere in Georgia, but it was in the middle of this lake. So while they couldn't have actual patrons on the course, everyone followed everybody on their boats where they could. And I thought, I was like, hey, why don't they do concerts that way?
Did that gentleman's Sycamore question ever come to light?
I don't know if it came up to light or not, but let's...
I have a couple of questions for you when you have time.
Well, what are we doing now?
I've got pretty much a half hour here.
My Cardinals that I love to feed in the backyard.
Oh, you're not his Cardinals.
I was going to say, man, we need to hang out if we're talking about some baseball.
I love them. They bring me joy, peace. I've got a husband, a wife, the kids, and all that. But I've got a couple of squirrels that have come in, and they're taking all the food, and I'm noticing my Cardinals aren't showing up as much. And do you have any safe squirrel traps here?
I actually have a couple that I own personally that I will loan to you. I'm a huge fan of the witness relocation program.
Yes,
and while you can't legally take them to a park.
As long as
you know someone who's a landowner who will receive them, then you can legally trap them humanely and move them to another location.
That's why I came here.
So there you go.
Well, proving grounds are a great place for witness relocation.
Josh is really looking for some in Smyrna.
We actually have our short tail. They have to be Smyrna short tail squirrels, because the old electrical switches that were on the old wires
there, burn them off, and then it became a genetic mutation.
Yeah, absolutely did.
But where I went to college, they had albino squirrels, white squirrels, up at WKU.
Ah, the Edgar Winter squirrel.
And then they're
Edgar
creepy
and Johnny,
looking.
The twins.
Well, I'd never seen one before, so you imagine you see this pure white squirrel coming at you, and its eyes are all red, and you're like, nope.
615-499-6690.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a little spot here. And while I'm doing that, Greg, why don't you mosey over and kind of, you know, prepare to, you know, do a little something for us. We'd like to hear from you here. So give us a little tease of what's coming up next Saturday over at Wildwood. So, take just a minute here, and we'll talk about where we are here at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. And remember, which side of the camera is the not the cross side? It means stay not close to the table is what it means. This is a little inside joke here. Anyway, it's all inside.
We all walk here very gingerly through this room.
We have to be very careful in here. It's a little tough. So here at Bates Nursery and Garden Center, we are year-round full-time nursery. We're not, you know, we're not
year-round.
We're going to be closed some during the holidays. We'll actually will be closed Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, the Saturday following, and the Sunday following, and then the same schedule the next week on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and Saturday and Sunday following. But we will we're open year-round here at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. We're closed on Sundays right now up until March. We invite you to come out, see what all we've got on hand. If you are a Bates Rewards member, you get a weekly newsletter from me.
Yes, you do.
I talk to you about whatever's on my mind, and you just never know what it's going to be. Sometimes it might be deemed useful, and other times it's just stuff. So anyway, I talked this week about what I was thinking about, and also to extend to you the knowledge that we are offering to our Bates Rewards members poinsettias for 33% off all of them. And you see these little, for everything from the small one to the really large, florist quality ones, we have an extensive selection of poinsettias. So we extend those to you for that 33% off. And also at 33% off, Proganics Eye. It's a potting soil for all of your indoor plants. And Proganics Landscape, which is your premium soil conditioner for planting trees and shrubs, ground covers, all of that on the outside. So no matter what you need, we've got it here at Bates Nursery and Garden Center, and we've got the expertise to help you with whatever situation you've got. One of the things you might want to check out while you're over at BatesNursery.com is to scroll down the page. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, you can, but go down about halfway down the page to the Bates Nursery Botanical Boot Camp, and you can reserve your spot for upcoming shows. You also can click on that, and you will see all of the historical shows we've got out there. So if you want to sign up for that, you can, or you can scroll down to the bottom and see the list of previously recorded programs about a whole host of different subjects. So such as living Christmas trees, you know, we had Ben Trest on last week. So there's that. So check that out at BatesNursery.com. We are open Monday through Saturday, 9 until 4 o'clock, excuse me. And we're closed on Sundays. And we're just a mile north of Briley Parkway, really a short drive from anywhere in the metro area. So thank you for listening. Beautifying Nashville since 1932, Bates Nursery and Garden Center.
Quick question there, Senor.
Yes.
This poinsettia, is it included in the sale?
It is.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
33% off.
33% off?
Yep.
While supplies last?
Yep. I mean, that's 33% off, and we don't.
They don't mark them up.
We don't mark them up. No. It's the same prices we've had on them. So, you know, anyway, if you're looking for some extra decor.
A huge hit at the household.
Those seem to be reliably, people just love those. So, anyway. So, I think it's time for us to migrate over to our friend, Mr. Greg Hall over there. And
we can't see him.
Well, I can see him.
You can see him?
I can see him just fine.
Tyler's about to make the switch. You'll see him.
He'll see him in a second, but we're really appreciate you coming in.
You have to allow him time to get to the other end of the facility.
We really appreciate you coming in at the 11th hour and the 59th minute. Well, actually, it was the 57th minute, but who's counting? We appreciate you coming in this morning, Greg. And thank you. And so, what you got for us this morning?
Man, I don't know. I had a cup of coffee. I'm going to try to learn a couple of Christmas songs, you know, for next week. I like to kind of keep it festive when we go there. But I'm trying to learn You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. let's see. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. But it's like memorizing Hamlet. There's like 12 verses of the thing. And also, I always love that old, the chords on this one. Let's see. Bells will be ringing. Sad, sad twos. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. But that's a beautiful little song. And so I'm going to work up some Christmas songs next week. But, you know, in this crazy world, I think I'm going to sing this one. This one's on the album. I noticed this a couple of years ago, and I'm glad it no one says excuse me anymore. It's just kind of no one says excuse me anymore. And so I just I wrote this song. No one says excuse me anymore. Work's become a four-letter word. We don't say please or thank you or open up a door. No one says excuse me anymore. Well, I'm sounding like an old cranky man. But I grew up on Floyd and Steely Dan. And I never thought I'd say kids today, but no one says excuse me anymore. I recall when I was young, prayers were read and hymns were sung. That's what we thought church and school were for. But now we put God on a shelf. It's everybody for himself, and the golden rule got swept right out the door. And no one says excuse me anymore. Since Main Street got replaced by the superstore. You know, David, when you don't play during COVID, you forget the lyrics to the songs you've written. I don't know. Good gosh, it's 7:30 in the morning.
Hey, man, you know what?
It's actually 8:38. But
is it really? Well, see, I'm on.
But
I'm
we're not keeping up with the. Hey, we appreciate you coming here on extremely short notice and just giving us a little tease for what you got out there.
You do you, boo.
I am doing me right now. I forgot. It is me.
You don't want to do Just Shoot You, do you?
What?
Just Shoot You?
No, I can't do that one.
You can't do that one?
Can you do Fairy Tale of New York?
No, but I can do... I can see if I can remember the lyrics to this one. I'm learning to fly in a brand new piece of sky. One I don't know, but I'm still going to go and I'm still going to try. I know I may fall and no one may care at all. Even wrong can be right. I could say no. Most of them useless. Most of them old. And these are the fields that take us home. You know what, David?
What?
I don't want to play. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry. Let me...
Hey, I think your fingers are just not wanting to cooperate this morning. Your heart is in the right spot, but
my mind does not want to remember.
Well, there's not probably more than three musicians in Nashville that would even agree to come up and be at this time. So
learn to fly. This is actually the second verse. I'm not being redundant. Learn to fly in a brand new piece of sky. One I don't know, but I'm still gonna go, and I'm still gonna try. I know I may fall, no one may care at all. Even wrong can be right, when you're learning to fly. Well, I knew the truth when I was a kid, but somehow I lost it.
There it is.
When the world stepped in, takes what it takes to get home, to get home. I'm coming home.
lost and all alone. And when the world is on your shoulders, and it's hard to carry on, when you're drowning in your pain and loneliness, and you feel like giving up, just remember this. Love is stronger than your fear. Faith is stronger than your doubt. Light is stronger than the darkness. Don't let your light go out. When you're beaten down and broken, tangled up in your despair, when you're searching for an answer, you've tried everything but prayer. It's when you need that faith to get down on your knees, and you'll find your miracle if only you believe. Love is stronger than your fear. Faith is stronger than your doubt. Light is stronger than the darkness. Don't let your light go out. It's hard to see heaven when you're staring at the ground. Lay your burden down, he'll turn it all around. Cause love is stronger than your fear. Faith is stronger than your doubt. Light is stronger than the darkness.
What do you know? I made it through a song.
Yeah. Awesome. All right.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good.
Mr. Greg Hall. Excellent. Well, you know, the finger's finally awakened.
Well,
yeah, it takes a while.
Just
it was more
knuckles.
Of a mental issue.
Well, you know, the later in the game of life we get, the more those issues crop up. I have found that to be true, and I'm much further along the line than you are. It's getting the, you know, the body is willing, but the mind is not always, you know. It's just the way that it is. So anyway, a grand effort this morning to get up and come in here. We really appreciate that.
Hey, Greg, we found the comment about the sycamore tree.
Well,
get out of here.
Yes, we did. And it's from Darren and Donaldson.
Okay. And what does Darren have to say about
it? He says he has had a sycamore tree cut down this week that the top third had died. The roots on it had pushed the up part of my sidewalk. And over time, will these roots decay and possibly the sidewalk settle?
In somebody's lifetime, perhaps. I would not expect that to be anything that would happen. It's not going to be something that's going to it's going to be able to be undone quickly. You know, those roots take a long time to decay.
They've been down there in the dirt all this time.
Yeah, they're just going to go away. So no, Darren, unfortunately, I don't know why you're going to see the no cracks in the driveway without the roots pushing them up is to take the driveway up, get the roots out of there, and report
sidewalk.
That's not, you know, now for guys who are in the concrete world, you know, we happen to know a few.
Yep. I believe that's in the
Buffalo himself, you know,
that's in his service territory. Yeah. I believe
so. You know, you just gonna probably have to either just learn to live with it, because it's disappointing when those roots happen. You know, but they do. I actually yesterday was working on a drain
drain.
A drain from the washing machine. And there's a very large tree nearby. My dad planted 60 years ago. I lost a couple of decades there. And the roots had grown up into the end of the drain pipe. So I finally dug it out and pulled all that out of there so that we could use the washing machine, because it got to where the water wouldn't come out of it. It was stopped up with roots. So anyway, I got those all out of there. Uh-huh. And there's no shortage of little projects that can be caused due to the way that trees. It may not, it's more of a trick than a treat when it comes to, tree roots have a way of seeking out water.
And did you ever leave a Starburst in your pocket and have your mom wash your blue jeans?
Well, no, but I've done plenty of lip balm.
I did bubble gum once.
I hate that. Okay. It just ruins. It's not, if it only ruined the pair of pants or shirt pocket that you had it in, it would be fine. But it gets all over everything.
Dad's uniform.
Oh, boy, that wins you some points.
David, could you go to input number two? All right. Folks, the musical talents that you've heard today from Greg Hall are available in CD form.
Thank you.
And they are available at greghall.com, I assume.
Yeah, and you'll get the entire song.
Yeah, at that point. And multiple songs. This is a great album. I have this one.
Thank you.
But you'll also have copies for sale at your shows, I'm sure.
Yeah. And on the website you can PayPal it and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
And I tell you what, and I have listened to this numerous times. It's really, I think
it's your best work. What it is.
It's your best work you've done. I mean,
it's also a tribute to just how good studio musicians in Nashville are.
And I remember, look at that. That's the old comedy album. Oh, yes. My gosh. I haven't seen that.
Is that one available at greghall.com?
No. I am going to do.
We need to reissue this one.
Then. I do comedy clubs too, and I recorded Vero Beach a couple of months ago, and that's a great, Riverside Theater, it's a great venue. And so, good gosh, that's actually a real ghost.
No kidding. I could tell that wasn't a fake goat. I always hate those fake goats.
Oh, my stars.
Smart and funny.
Oh,
yes.
Gosh.
On the grounds in Centennial Park, it looks like to me. Or was that another Gothic cathedral somewhere?
He went to Rome.
The secrets have to stay. Yes. Real goat, real graduation outfit. And the pillars were real. The secrets shall stay secret.
But. Oh, my goodness gracious. And then one more that I've been asked to show this morning.
Okay. You were talking about kids loving Santa. And that's my little boy. When he had to take Santa pictures last year, he was pulling his mom away. She had to sit there for him to take pictures at all. And he got tired. He was like, nope. And we said, why? And he goes, beard.
Can't go that beard, huh?
Wow.
Just, it's amazing. Children are never ambivalent with regard to Christmas pictures.
Oh, no.
They're either all about it or, I want to get away now, and I'm going to pitch a fit.
There were some other pictures where we were sitting at a table, and what you can't see is the phone. My phone is sitting behind something. He's watching Lilo and Stitch, and Santa just sidles up next to him, puts his arm around the chair, and acts like he's watching with him. Sam was cool with that until he looked up, and he said, no, daddy.
what a beautiful
time. Did you
get
any action shots of a Santa hugged up to him a little bit?
I've got some, but it's... let's see. I have to send it over to Josh.
Well, the Christmas time of year is really all about kids. That's really it's a special time to when you have a young son like yourself. This is really his first Christmas. That's really going to mean a lot to him.
Well, it's actually his first Christmas at home.
That's right. He had surgery
2 years ago. today we are at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital, and that's where we first found out about his heart thing. And then
I have one more when we get done with this.
Okay. A year ago tomorrow, we went in just to have a stent put in, and all that craziness happened. And then on the 13th will be a year since he had open heart surgery.
Your son?
Oh yeah, he was only like 16 months old. He's great now. Yep. He runs around with ninja swords and
he's
stuff.
Amazing.
Open heart, not stents mm-hmm. or something. My goodness gracious!
Now, this show, yeah, this one will show wow. you that there is one in every crowd. Now, my beautiful daughter, her boyfriend.
He said it looks like a very nice young man.
Now look at the cat.
I said the cat's not really all about it. You snapped the picture.
One in every crowd, ladies and gentlemen.
Snapped the picture.
Gigi. Wonder Cat. Anyhow, so she wouldn't like Santa Claus and the beard either. So, all righty, folks.
Beautiful
kitty
pictures.
Videos. Kitty videos. Now, David, you know, with all these alive trees and living trees and poinsettias and topiaries and all the other stuff that are around in the studio,
yep.
Would you like to take a moment to talk about what is the best medium to grow those products in?
Well, we're a big fan of Earth Mix Garden products. Uh-huh. And as I mentioned in an earlier little spot, you know, there's a really excellent indoor growing media called Proganics Eye. If you have outdoor containers that you want to plant something in, mm-hmm. many people do large parts of their landscaping containers anymore. Proganics O, the outdoor professional growing media, is the choice of a great many. And it gives you a complete nutritional spectrum, and it does so completely organically. There's no added chemicals. There's no chemicals at all. It's just the best stuff that Mother Nature provides. The only thing that's been added to it is a mycorrhiza fungi and humic acid, which are things that Mother Nature provides, but it doesn't always give you as much as what the plants will like. So we add those things in there. And of course, there's a complete line of Earth Mix Garden products, whether you're talking about Earth Mix Supernatural, which is the premium organic compost, or Viragro, which is, of course, the premium earthworm castings, or any of the great Earth Mix products. Check those out, and there's a whole network of sellers around town. You can go out to earthmix.net and check out all the locations in Middle Tennessee, JVI Secret Garden, mm-hmm. Gardens of Babylon, mm-hmm. and, of course, right here at Bates Nursery. So so check out Earth Mix Garden products all around.
We've got a Facebook comment.
Oh.
Will y'all special guests at the holiday show next week?
Oh, did we announce that next week was the holiday edition?
I think we decided it's going to be the holiday.
It has to be because I have already scheduled Nicholas Stadden, who I'm uh-huh. very glad to have come on. He agreed to come on the 19th, and I told him no, that won't be good because that's our Christmas show. He says, well, I can do it the next week. So I'm not about to ask him to move it back again.
Okay.
All right. So I guess
he's
we're doing
be
a Christmas
here.
Show.
Nicholas Stadden, world-renowned horticulturalist, is going to be on our Zoom portion of our program in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Next week, we have Allegra Kramer coming on, a harp player. So she is.
Are you kidding?
I'm not
awesome.
Kidding.
Awesome.
No, she is wonderful. So I'm looking forward to having her on here next week and talking all about
stuff.
Stuff, yes, and you know she also is a young woman who is very much interested in organic soil building up. She's got mm-hmm. folks; her parents live out in Utah. She's an Australian young woman whose parents
Utah.
Live in Utah.
Utah,
an old joke.
Where are you from, Greg?
Utah. That's an old joke.
All the delivery, right?
No, it is.
It's all in the timing. You got to be there. We also want to let y'all know that we will have the Restless back. Okay, they will be here, and
they will most certainly be back, and we appreciate.
For the false alarm.
Yeah,
but
we appreciate
happen.
Them being thoughtful enough. They don't, you know, they realize that, you know, I'm one of those people that's in the danger group, and I think it was mostly out of concern for me that I'm, you know, because I'm going to be 65 here in just a.
Do you take people's temperatures when they come in?
No.
No, I mean, because it's such a big, wide area.
Yeah, I mean, we're 95% outdoors.
Remember the first time someone did that to you, you know?
Dude, I pulled
like
a gun on you.
Yeah, it's like I did a Crawl from a Call move.
I actually have one, but a 2-0 in the
spring.
Do you
know what the difference between an oral and a rectal thermometer?
No, I'm not. I do, but I'm not going to answer that.
It's the taste.
Stop
one.
It. I mean, good heavens.
But the we will have some folks. Our whole staff here got tested yesterday with antibody test. Mm-hmm. So they came out. We're part of a group, and they're actually going to come out. We're going to be doing that throughout the spring. Right now, we're not so busy, so it's less of an issue. Uh-huh. But they're going to be checking people's temperatures in the spring. Yep. And
well, I went to a store the other day, and I got out of my car, and a guy came up to me, and he said, "I need to take your temperature, but our digital thermometer's broken, and we need to go old school here." And he said, "Could you, drop your?" And I said, "Dude, I'm pumping gas. I don't even think you work."
Oh my goodness!
I will not fall for that a third time. Swear to God.
All righty, folks. Next Saturday morning, holiday edition.
Yep.
If you are a Zoom person or you have Zoom capabilities, the holiday edition through the year since 1998 has been the social event of the season.
Do we know if Santa is actually going to come in person or if he's going to Zoom
ho,
in?
Ho, ho. I don't know. But if Santa, he's been scheduled. We need to get him in memo so he knows it'll be next week instead of.
I've talked with him. It's been a month ago. Of course, he's been really busy. He's a hard guy to run down. So
if you want to join us, if you've got a Zoom, if you want to reach out to 615-499-6690 sometime during this week, you'll leave a message with your email address that you would like for us to use. Right. We can pop you in, pop you out, and you'll be on the
app. You can give a special video message to everyone, including us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Most importantly, us. I have a movie recommendation for everybody, by the way. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about the movie Fat Man?
I have heard about that.
I've not.
Mel Gibson plays Santa, and he's being chased by Walt Goggins, who's an assassin sent by a child.
Who got
coal for it. It looks really, really funny. Mm-hmm. Mel Gibson's like a real slim down. He's going by like Kris Kringle, and like his whole operation's about to go under, and he's got to deal with this assassin coming after him. Looks great.
Netflix, Prime?
What? I think it's on Prime. It's called Fat Man.
Okay. Fat Man. Well, I'll have to check that out. There's a lot of viewing opportunities for a lot of folks. The whole streaming world has really taken off.
I started Stargate SG-1 again.
We're watching Frasier.
I don't really have that much time to sit. And I did.
My youngest daughter and I are up to episode 6.
Well, we did finish The Crown, season 4.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's
amazing. So
it's going to still be a year and a half before season 5 comes out.
All you have to do is squeeze the at-home show in, because you can view it on YouTube anytime you want to as well.
Yeah, and listen in your car.
You can binge.
That's right. That's, and something we don't talk about enough is our podcast. So wherever you get your podcast, just type in the at-home show with Josh Carey and David Bates. You just have to do the at-home show.
Yeah, put in with Josh Carey and David Bates. If you put in the at-home show, there's several imposters out there.
Right. Are there?
We're on Spotify, Apple, Google, iHeartRadio. All the biggies.
All right. So.
Imitation is the greatest form of flattery.
No, it isn't.
It isn't? it's ripping off. Right? Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we've been doing, the at-home show for, Josh and I have been doing it together for more than 23 years.
I recently hit 2 years with you guys last month. Wow. November 1st.
How time flies when you're
having
fun.
It's time for his review then, David Bates.
We'll check it out then. Okay. Hey, thanks everybody for tuning in today. We really appreciate it. Greg, thank you for being here.
Yeah, everybody, next Saturday morning, the holiday edition of the At Home Show.
Oh, ho, hey.
We're going to be there. Once again, Rachel, get better. We're going to miss you.
Get well soon.
And folks, if you're out there, stay safe. And so you can join us here for the At Home Show. It's your Saturday morning tradition right here from the Green Room Studios at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. We'll see you next week.